So
I want to see people wearing their red. Hi.
Is everybody in red?
Gotta do it today.
It's red. What is it, Valerie? You told me Red Heart Day or something.
Yeah, it's Go Red. It's Go Red Day, and it's National Heart Association's effort to make us all aware of heart disease, the number one killer of women in the United States. So,
all right, are we ready to get started?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Valerie's our housekeeping
lady. Oh, I'm up. Okay. So housekeeping, if you could mute your lines, that would be great. So what we mean, have everybody mute so that we don't hear your McDonald's drive-through order. but share your stories, experience, tips. If you want to unmute your line, or you can raise your hand, or you can put actually in, there's a meeting chat and you can see us chatting, back and forth in the chat. If you just want to put your question there, you can. If you want to unmute and talk, you can. Totally okay. Ask questions, make recommendations, and tell us what you want to know. So we don't always know what it is that's on your mind. So we'd appreciate it if you would help us out by telling us what it is you're struggling with or what your wins are so that we can share it and, you know, learn from it. Okay. Oh, reintroductions. I don't know if we need to do this again, but it might be helpful for some of you who've never been here. Dawn, you want to just...
Yeah, I'll just do a real quick. I'm Dawn Fiella. I have been in home care for, I don't know, close to 20 years. I've been in almost every part of home care, sales, marketing, recruiting, retention. My specialty was growing private pay business. We did really well the last company I worked with. And so I love being here and I love working with the owners. Lisa.
Hi, I'm Lisa Marcellet, and I have been in home care also for beyond a fortnight. And I have worn all hats, as you guys know. It's kind of really, really difficult to stay in one lane in home care, but I love being a part of all that you guys do, kind of living vicariously still in home care through you all, and love being here with you guys.
Oh, me. I'm Valerie Van Boofen. I'm a registered nurse. I am the founder of Approved Senior Network and co-owner of Approved Senior Network. And I'm glad to be here. And I learn something from Dawn and Lisa all the time. My forte is the digital world of marketing for home care for the last 15 or 16 years now, I guess. And they are the experts in the in-person sales and marketing. So it's a great combo. I'm glad you're all here. Okay, talking about the forum. So I just put a link in the chat. If you would, we have a lot of people already registered for the forum, but if you haven't done that yet, if you could just go to the chat, click on the link and go there and get registered. You won't be able to get in until we approve you. But that is what you need to do because there's lots of cool activity. The only place you're going to be able to find all the replays for the past videos, past meetings, as we go along is by connecting to that forum. There's also a way that you can make it a bookmark on your phone so that you can just click on that link and go straight there. You don't have to go to the website, log in and do all that. But I took those slides out because that's a lot. So, yeah, it's okay. So in there, this is, of course, a screenshot from before we started. You see up at the top, once you do get in, you'll see discussion and learning. If you are in discussion, you'll see all of us chatting back and forth. And if you look in learning, you will see the meeting from last week. And so, Joanna, you are right. Johanna, you are correct. You're only going to see the 2023 stuff in there. If you wanted to see the you're only going to see the 2024 stuff in there. If you want to see stuff from last year, that's another issue. We'll talk about that. But yeah, this is starting fresh. We are doing this a different and new way. So click on learning and you'll be able to see last week's entire video and the PDF download. We are not using the Facebook course anymore. I mean, the Facebook group anymore. We are moving everyone off of Facebook for this discussion to our private forum. So when you click on that 2024 ASN Continuum Sales Mastery Circle, you will see whatever's in there from previous meetings. And right now it's just January 19th. That was our first meeting of the year. So you'll be able to see that one. And the handouts, if you wouldn't, I don't think you can click on that because I didn't put a screenshot in there. But once you click on that, you can see not only the video, but a description of what we talked about. And there's also a file there. That file is the PDF of all the slides. And in those slides, in that PDF, are all the links to everything that Dawn talked about. So if you're looking for some handouts or whatever she's, you know, talking about, and you'll see that today. So all the links are in there. That's my spiel.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. So today we're going to talk about skilled nursing facilities. Many times they're called SNFs, just for the S, the N, the F, SNF. That's what, if you're out in the field running around, that is what, how people refer to them. If you aren't marketing to these facilities, you really are missing out. I would say the only other type of referral source that might be better than this is hospitals, but it can be very difficult to get into hospitals. So skilled nursing facilities are great because people are going in there to rehab. And we'll get into the different types of SNFs that are out there. But when someone's rehabbed and they're getting discharged, they typically need help when they get home. So it's a great place to get referrals for people that are going home. So we're going to talk about how do you get in, who do you talk to, what do you say, full circle marketing, thanking your referral sources, and then following up. And then Lisa has some great handouts for February, March, and April, the leave behinds. So SNFs, again, they're a great place to market to because patients are there to rehab after a fall or surgery or some other type of temporary setback. Some of the patients will discharge and need ongoing assistance for a long period of time or permanently, and others will need assistance for a shorter length of time. It's a great place to market to for larger jobs, 12s and 24s. So there are two types of SNFs. There are SNFs that house long-term patients and short-term patients. Long-term patients are people who live there. This is what we used to call nursing homes. People don't use that language a lot, I don't know, that I've heard out in the industry. But that's your typical, like what a nursing home was. These people are there, they're going to stay there, they're not leaving there. And these SNFs that have both a short-term and a long-term side, the short-term side is the rehab side. Someone's checking in, they know they're going to get better, and they're going to leave. They've had a surgery, something's happened. The other type of SNF is a short-term, or it also can be called a rehab. I hear them called rehabs and SNFs, just, you know, either one. You can call them either one. But when someone says they're going to rehab, this is what they mean. It's short-term. There's only short-term patients there, and they will be going in and then checking out. And they may call them a rehab and not a SNF, but they kind of go hand in hand. There can also be SNFs within a CCRC. A CCRC is a continuing care retirement community. In these communities, I've usually seen there are three types of buildings. There's usually independent living, assisted living, and a SNF, or independent living, assisted living, and memory care. You know, it's kind of those three things. And why they do that is if you move in and you're independent, and then now you need some help, you can very easily move into assisted living. If you go and you have a surgery, you can go into that rehab that's right there. And usually the CCRCs have the type of SNF that is long-term and short-term. And so they're mostly taking care of the people who live on their, in their premises, right there, either in independent living, assisted living, memory care, or the SNF. So that's what a CCRC is. And the CCRCs typically do have a SNF as a piece of, as one of the properties on their campus. They usually call the CCRC a campus. I don't know why, but they do. Okay. So who should you be talking to when you're in a SNF? Everyone. If you want to infiltrate this building, you want everybody in the building to know who you are, know about your services, and what it is that you do. As an adult child or patient is moving through this facility, they should be hearing about you and about your company from all the departments within the facility. That's what it means to infiltrate. You are in that building. Everybody knows about your services. I want to remind everyone, when you're in a SNF, the people in that building, even when they discharge, they are now called patients. You have to speak the language of the people in the SNP. They don't call them clients. They call them patients. And so when you're talking to a social worker, do you have any patients discharging? You know, the patient that discharged last week, she's now at home and this is how she's doing. Use the word patient. That's what they're going to, that's the language that they understand. So who is in there? Who are the people in the SNPs? There are social workers or discharge planners. They are in charge of discharges. Talk about your discharge package with them, which we're going to talk about here in just a minute. The director of nursing, they're in charge of the long-term care side. If there is a long-term care side, talk to them about bedside sitting. That's, you know, if it's long-term side, these people aren't leaving. So it wouldn't make sense then, right, to talk to the director of nursing on the long-term side about discharging because these people aren't discharging. So bedside sitting is a great thing to talk about. Many times they have patients that are there that are pulling out their tubes or they're on new meds and maybe they're a fall risk and they don't want the bed bars and the bed alarm. They're not going to do that. They don't, you know, they're not children. They don't want to deal with that kind of thing. And so a caregiver sitting bedside is great. We did a lot of bedside sitting during COVID. We were allowed in the facilities, but the family members weren't. And so we would do bedside sitting and make sure the you know, they could talk to each other. They could FaceTime each other. You know, that was part of what we did during COVID. So on the short-term side, though, the director of nursing is overseeing the patient's care. Then it would make sense to talk to them about discharging. And I don't know, and Valerie may know this, not to put you on the spot, Valerie, the director of nursing, do they cover both wings sometimes or is there a DON for each side? Do you know? Or does it just depend on the facility?
It probably depends on how big the facility is. So if they're gigantic, they probably have more than one director of nursing. And if they're smaller, like 100 beds total, or maybe 50 beds total for the whole facility, they may just have one. But I'm going to guess more often it has to do with the size of the facility and how many people one person can manage.
Yeah, that makes sense. How many beds or people they can manage. Yeah. Someone else that you want to talk to in that building is physical and occupational therapy. They're in charge of PTOT. They call it PTOT. If you hear PTOT, that's what they're referring to. Talk to them about the exercises that are going to happen after discharge and how the caregiver can help with exercises. Activities director, they're in charge of activities. Offer to help with an activity. This person can help you get into the building. And be sure to invite the social worker. So if you're going to do this free, you know, I'm going to help paint pumpkins or I'm going to help decorate cookies with all the people in your building, that's great and fine. But make sure the social worker is aware that you're doing this because you want to get those brownie points, right? You want to get the activities director to like you enough to introduce you to the social worker if that's your in, if that's how you're going to get into that building. Make sure you've invited the social worker to the activity so that they see that you're doing this. I've had marketers that I've hired that go do all these activities and they're spending all their time in this building. And it's great and it's great community service and we should all be doing that, but they're not getting any jobs out of it. They're not getting anything monetarily out of it for their business. So just make sure that you're smart about it. And if you want to go volunteer and do all that anyway, that's wonderful. But if you're doing it because you're also wanting to get some referrals, make sure that the social worker is aware of what you're doing. Admissions, that is the salesperson for the SNF. They are the person in charge of the census, keeping that building full. They're a salesperson, just like you're a salesperson. If you're having trouble getting into a SNF, start making friends with admissions. They're in charge of keeping the building full. They're in sales too. Ask for a tour. This person can also help you to get in the building. And, you know, the tour, you as a marketing person and you're meeting with families and clients, you do need to have some resources up your sleeve for SNFs. Your client may need to go to a SNF one day, and it would be nice that you have toured the SNF. It would be nice that you know something about the SNF and that you know the people that are working in the SNF that can report back to you on how things are going. So it isn't a bad idea to explain that to the admissions person and that you would like a tour because you have clients in the area that are going to need their services eventually. So once you're in with that person, they can also help to get you in front of the social worker. So that's another way to break in. Do we have any questions? I see some chats, but they might just be the stuff.
No questions, but I did want to add something. Something that I used to do is when we would go out to volunteer for activities and talk to the activities director, I would take an amazing caregiver with me to kind of, because the everyone at the community or facility, depending on if it's a SNF or an AL, but they would associate that awesome person that was doing all these cool things with a smile on their face with me. And then they would associate that with how the company is going to take care of everything, you know, moving forward. So that was like the, you know, the caregiver, you know, is on a pedestal here, and they wanted to see that same person. They would ask for that person even after the fact, but just keep that in mind, because that's a great marketing tool as well. I mean, they're seeing your caregiver.
Mm-hmm. It's a great idea.
Firsthand. Yeah. So I just wanted to point that out.
Thank you. Yeah. No, that is a great idea. All right. Speak their language. Understand their customer. Their customer, I know it's they're not called customers, but it's the patient. It's their adult child. That's their customer. So you have to have a really good understanding of what's going on in the life of that social worker. And you work with patients and adult children. You know what they're all about. You know how they behave and their concerns and all of those things. So you have that in common. Discharges are happening in both types of SNFs, because the rehabs, SNFs, have everybody's discharging, and the ones that have long-term and short-term also have people discharging. So what challenges are the discharge planners facing? What challenges is PTOT facing? So I just listed some things because it's good for you to have this in your head before going in there. The patient isn't going to be safe going home, but this is a common concern of social workers. They stress about it. They are heart people. You know, nobody wants it to go bad because it looks bad for them. But for them, it's more about, oh my gosh, this person is not going to be safe when they get home, and they can't sleep at night. They get very, very worked up about this. The social worker isn't comfortable having the home care talk or the money talk with the patient. They don't like this. They don't want to have that talk. They know the patient go home care. I don't want someone in my house. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not doing that. They don't want to deal with that. If you're willing to do that for them, they will hand it over as long as they trust you. The doctor insurance company is discharging this patient 3 days earlier than expected, and the discharge plan is not ready. That happens all the time. The patient is in denial they will need help at all. The patient is not willing to spend money for care. The patient is refusing placement. You know, a lot of times social workers figure, well, they can't afford home care. It might be time just to place them so that everybody can calm down and not worry about this person anymore. And we don't want that. We're home care advocates. So, you know, you're not just competing against other home care companies. You're also competing against placement. And sometimes placement is needed, but I like to give them a fair shot at home first. The spouse is not able to assist at the level needed. So maybe beforehand, before this whatever happened, the spouse was their caregiver. And now things are more involved and the spouse is not going to be able to do this anymore. Or maybe temporarily, they're not going to be able to help. The patient isn't capable of making a safe decision for themselves. That happens too sometimes. They get somebody in there that shouldn't have been living alone all this time, and they find out they are living alone, and mentally they don't have the ability to be home alone anymore. And sometimes you're helping hunt down adult daughters and sons that live in another state. You know, you jump in and you help that social worker locate people. If the patient doesn't continue their exercise, oh, this is PTOT. If the patient doesn't continue their exercises after discharge, they may fall again and they're refusing PT at home. This happens a lot. I'm going home. I don't want PTOT. I'm fine. I don't need it. I don't want it. Or insurance won't cover for PTOT at home. And they don't want to go to a place to do PTOT. They don't want to go somewhere and have to do that. So the caregivers, I know they're not PTOT, but they can be taught the exercises, encourage the client to do them and watch them do them. And before they discharge, you can even have the caregiver come and watch them do the exercises there in the SNF with PTOT. So that's something to kind of think about too before discharge. So now we kind of understand what's going on in the minds of the social workers, PT and OT. So educating them about what happens after discharge. I was shocked that they didn't know this, but then I started thinking about it. Well, why would they know? How would they know? They don't go home with these people. We go home with these people. We're the ones that come in and see the aftermath of the fall. We're the ones that see them regress. The first 3 to 5 days after somebody gets home are the hardest. They usually do worse than they were doing in the SNF for a few days. And these are the reasons why. The bathroom is further away. The bed and furniture are lower. It's difficult to move through the carpet, especially if you're using a walker or wheelchair. They're doing more on their own. They have overall confusion. Anytime a senior moves from one place to another, they're confused for a few days. They are adjusting to new meds. they have a new condition or ailment they're dealing with. Maybe now they have diabetes. Maybe now they have to be on a heart diet. Maybe they're on low, you know, high blood pressure medication and their blood pressure is low sometimes and they feel like they're going to faint. Like there's all kinds of things that can happen. If I had it my way, everyone would go home with home care because I have just seen so many things happen after, you know, and they'll say to me, I was fine at the SNF. I don't understand. I thought I would be home and I would be fine. And so did the social worker. So this is a great handout to teach them. And you don't want to be a know-it-all, obviously, but they don't know this. And so opening up the doors to this discussion, and I have a how to do that in the next couple of slides, is really important because they are really, really taken aback and surprised by this. And there is a Canva link and Google link here. So Valerie mentioned the slide deck that you're going to have access to in the forum. These are live links. They will take you to the Canva link if you want to change colors. If you go to the Google link, you can change the logo and you can change the contact information on this one. Okay. So speaking their language, they're all about discharging every day, discharge, discharge, discharge. So why not have a discharge package? Why not have a package that speaks their language and talks about all the things that they need help with when they get home? The other thing about social workers, they're very leery about having seniors spend money. They're very leery about letting anybody talk to their patients, because what if you go in there and you sign them up for, you know, $1,000 a week of care or something? I don't know, something they can't afford and they don't understand. They don't want to send anybody in there that might take advantage of them. So you do have to earn their trust before they're going to let you talk to their patients. That's the first thing. But once this can help open that, you're educating them about what happens after discharge, and then you have a discharge package. And the discharge package, you don't have to do it this way, but I have found this flat rate is a great thing. The senior wants to know, how much is it going to cost? Now, I want to know how much it's going to cost. Because when you say to them, it's $32 an hour, and they're like, but for how many hours? How long am I going to be doing this anyway? Do I have to do this for the rest of my life? Not doing this the rest of my life. I mean, you guys have sat across this person, right? And the arms are like this and they're all grumpy. This takes all of that away. The social workers also think that we don't share our rates with them because we're trying to hide something. That's not why we don't share our rates with them. I verbally always tell them my rates. I don't like to leave them around because I don't want my competitors to see them. That's why I don't do it. But with this flat rate, it works because you're being transparent about it. You're giving them the total cost up front. That helps a social worker trust you. It calms the senior down and the adult child. The adult child wants them to have care. They don't care what it costs, but they know their parents are not going to go for it. So I know this flat rate may work for you. It may not work for you. Let's look at the math. And I just did a quick little thing over here. So if you're charging $32 an hour and you give them this flat rate of $9.99, that's 31.21 hours. I rounded it up. 32 hours of care. That's how much care $9.99 is going to pay for if you charge $32 an hour. You can break this up any old way you want. They can get 4 days of 8-hour care. They can get one 24-hour shift and 2 4-hour days. They could get 6 days of 5-hour shifts. They could get 8 days of 4-hour shifts. So you can play with this any old way you want to play with this. Any questions about that? Because some people get kind of like, wait, what? So all I did here was it's 32 hours. If I want them to have 4 days of care, I divided four into 32 and I got eight hour shifts. So this is going to be based on what's the situation with this client. You know, are they needing lots and lots of care? Do they have family members that are helping them? Do they have a neighbor that's going to come by and help them? What the social workers want is probably this one. As long as 4-hour shifts are long enough shifts, there's enough time to get everything done, because it's 8 days of eyes on them. That's what the social workers like to hear. They're going to have 8 days of eyes on them. If you can do shorter shifts, I stopped at 4 because a lot of people have 4-hour minimums, but if you do shorter shifts, it could even be more days of care. So the social worker likes the idea that someone is going to be out into that home for 8 straight days. And if they maybe on Tuesdays and Thursdays, their daughter doesn't work and they can take care of them. So you're going to pop your 4-hour shifts around that, right? You're going to work around that. And so then it stretches it out a little bit longer too. Any questions? I haven't seen the chat button get any more there. Nope. So everybody's tracking. Everybody's understanding this. Good.
All good. All good. Yeah.
Good. This went over gangbusters for me. Like really, really good. It did very, very, Same. because you're speaking their language and you're giving them a flat rate. The Canva link, you can go in and change anything and everything. The Google link, you can change what the flat rate is, because I know that's not going to work for all of you. You can change the contact information and, of course, your logo. So we're going to talk now, though. This is something we've not ever really done before, and I think that it's really helpful. Anytime I sent my people out with handouts like this, with leave behinds like this, we had a little meeting and we talked about, well, how are you going to do this? What are the talking points? How are we going to make this happen? And this kind of thing is something I would do when we were slow, or I know it gets slow in December and everybody dies in December. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like it doesn't matter. All of that matters. It's horrible and awful, but I know it's coming. I know in October, I know it's coming. December's going to be slow and people are going to die. It's just the way it is. I've been doing this a long time. So come September, October, this is what I'm going out in the field with, because I'm going to replace whatever loss I'm going to feel. I'm going to replace it now. I don't want to feel that. I earned it. I worked really hard to get those people and those billable hours. So I'm going to now in September, October, work on replacing that so that we don't have the right when it happens. You can do this anytime you want, but anytime you want to grow, these are the two handouts. Okay. So when you go to the front desk, I've actually given you the words here. Hi, I'm Dawn Fiella with ABC Home Care. Hand that front desk person your business card. Why? They want it. Two, they're probably going to call the social worker and they're going to, you know, it's, what's your name again? Where, who are you with? Give them the business card so they don't have to go through all that. Because I've seen this a lot when I don't have a business card and I forgot it in the car. And right when I tell them my name, I'm like, oh, I should have given a business card, because they always get tripped up on Fiella. No one knows how to say that. Okay. The car. They don't. It's Fiella. My last name used to be Daniel. So easy. Fiella is not easy. Okay. I've been by a couple times and I haven't been able to meet the social worker. It would be better if you knew the social worker's name. It's not that difficult to come by. You can call and ask it. If you want, the first time you go by and you can't get in, grab all the business cards right there at the desk. The social worker's business card will be there. It is much better if you have a name here to put in instead of social worker. Okay, so I've been in a couple times. I haven't been able to meet Suzanne yet. I want to share our new, it's always new. I don't care if you've been handing this out for 5 years, our new discharge package with her. All of the social workers I've shared it with so far are really excited about it. And the patient's families really love it too. Is she available? So this is what's going to happen. She's either going to say no, or she's going to call her to see if she's available, or she could send you down the hall right now to talk to her. Those are the three things that are going to happen. If she sends you away, you're not done. That you're never done. You're going to keep coming back. You're going to keep trying to do this. Eventually that front desk person is going to give you a break. They're going to go, yeah, come on in. Or she's going to call the social worker and they're going to be like, oh my goodness. Okay. Yes. The fact that you're calling it a discharge package is going to resonate with them. That might be the very thing that gets you back there, because they don't know what a discharge package is. They just know what a discharge is. And they get kind of like, oh, that's interesting. I'd love to know what that is. You may even have to give the spiel to the front desk person. It's possible that they're going to want to hear the spiel first. Okay. Once you get in front of the social worker, I cannot stress this enough. This is why it is in red. Do not sit down unless she's asked you or he's asked you to sit down. Don't be a plopper. I had a social worker call me and say, your marketing person, she's a plopper. I don't have time for people to plop down and sit in my desk, my office. I don't want them to sit down. I don't want them here. I don't have time. I've got 10 minutes tops. Do not sit unless they ask you to sit. Okay. Thank you for taking just a few minutes. This is important. They know you understand that you're not spending an hour with them. Thank you for spending just a few minutes out of your busy day to hear about our new discharge package. Hand them the discharge package. You need to be thinking of all this through. So maybe the discharge package is attached to a little bag with a little something that you're dropping off this month, which Lisa's going to show you some really cool things for April and March and all the months. Maybe you've attached it to something like that. That's fine. Have an extra one to hand them. When you hand somebody something and they're holding on to it and they're looking at it, you may not be getting eye contact anymore, but when you hand somebody something, I think it increases the odds of the percent of them buying it or buying into it like by 30%. Hand it to them, have them holding it. And then you need to have one for yourself to refer to. And it's also a good idea to attach some of these to some brochures. Your brochure is there. Always staple your business card to your brochure somewhere, because Social workers do not like to hand out a brochure without a contact person. They just don't like to do it. Staple the business card to the brochure. Maybe paperclip the discharge package, little thing that we've created, to the front of your brochure. Give her like three of those with those attached to it. You've got her all set now to do this. It's going to be really, really easy for her to hand this out now. Okay, I understand money is usually a concern for seniors and their family when it comes to home care. So I figured it would be better to just let them know up front what the total cost would be. And the social workers would go, yes, that would be wonderful. For $9.99, they can get up to 8 days of care. Your days may be different. If you're doing shorter hours, shorter shifts, you might have more than, and just say up to 8 days of care. It's not 24-hour care because they're going to think it's 24-hour care. I don't know how they can think that it would cost that little for 8 days of 24-hour care, but they will. That's what they're going to think. Not 24-hour care, but eyes on them every day for 8 days. When I meet with the patients and their families, I work out the best schedule for them based on their physical needs and around the care their loved ones are able to provide them. The families love this flat rate because they know exactly what it's going to cost up front. And as we get close to their last day of service, we check in with them. And if they think they need more care, we can easily extend their services. Now, I'm here to tell you, most of them need more care and most of them will do it. What this does is it gets them over the hump of, I don't want a stranger in my house. It gets them over the hump of, it's uncomfortable. It's weird. I don't want to have to talk to them. I don't want a person in my house. They're over this hump after 8 days, and hopefully it's been well and the caregivers showed up and all the things that have happened are great for them to want to extend services. Most of them need care more than just those 8 days. You don't need to tell the social worker that. Also, in my conversations with social workers, I find that many are surprised when I explain to them that patients tend to really struggle the first 3 to 5 days when they get home. Some actually regress. It's not because they were discharged too early. That has nothing to do with it, because you don't want to insult the social worker. It's because things are different at home. This comes up so much that I created this. Now you're going to hand them what happens after discharge. The reason they regress is because, now you should have memorized these reasons, right? The bathroom's further away, the carpet's hard to move through, all the things. The social worker is going to be reading through it, and you should have a copy for yourself as well. You're going to read all of that to them. With care in the home, those first 3 to 5 days, they get the extra help they need while they acclimate to being home again. Also, they have eyes on them, which is really important because we all know they will usually put up a brave front like everything is okay when we talk to them over the phone. This is what the family members hear. Oh, I'm good. Everything's fine. But we know that that's not usually the case. And then the what happens after discharge package can also be used. And so this is something that I would take another step further, which I haven't done yet. I was thinking about this when I put this together. You could take this handout and make it a full page for the family members and for the clients when you meet with them, so that you're educating them about what happens after discharge too. So maybe the social worker sent you down the hall to talk to a family. It would be nice to be able to leave a full page for them about what to expect when you discharge. And maybe at the bottom, you add your services, you know, and we'll help with this when you discharge. So that was just like a kind of an afterthought. I think it would be good. So any questions about how to do this? We've never really done talking points and the actual conversation. Does everybody feel comfortable with this? Like, you could do this. You could go out and you could get these handouts changed to your colors, your logos, whatever you want. And then you could actually go out into the field and do this. How's everybody feeling?
We got a big yes.
Yay! That's awesome. Is it in all caps?
It is.
With an exclamation.
With an exclamation, though.
Oh, see if people are awake.
That's still, though, pretty powerful. Yes, with caps. Good. I'm glad to hear it. And maybe when you do this, come back and tell us how it went. And use the forum. This is what the forum's for. You guys go out and you do this, or you're trying to edit this thing and you're stuck or whatever, ask us in the forum. If you go out and you get to the front desk person and she's like, nope, she's never going to see you, she sees nobody, get out of here. That happens to you? Tell us in the forum. We're going to help you overcome that objection. If you're talking to the social worker and she just like, yeah, thanks. Let's talk about it. Let's get you in these buildings. Let's help you to do this. That's what the forum's for. That's why we changed it from Facebook to a private forum, so that everybody can just get in there. It's very easy to get in. You don't have to have a Facebook page and all the things. Get in there, ask us these questions. We have a section for sales questions, and then you can just post. You can put it anywhere you want, and we're here to help. So please use it. I see more chats. Everything's still good? Any questions?
Everybody's just loving life and saying this is amazing. And yeah, they can't wait to use them.
Okay. So now you have set the stage. Guess what? They're going to think twice about sending a senior home or a patient home without home care now. Let me tell you, you will see the fear set in their face when they find out that people regress the first 3 to 5 days. And I have not made that up. I am sure there are many of you that have seen exactly what I'm talking about. I would never make anything like that up. I have been in these homes and so many, gosh, I was fine at the, I don't know what's wrong with me. I felt great there. I just don't understand. I've seen it so many times and now it's too late. They're home. They don't know how to get home care in place. They don't know what to do. They don't know who to call. Yeah, that maybe they got a brochure. They just don't even have the energy to look into it. So they're going to think twice about sending somebody home without home care, I promise you. They will not think you're going to gouge their patients because you have a flat rate, right? And you shared it with everybody. You've become an expert in home care in their eyes because you know what's happened afterwards. You educated them about what happens and how you're the solution. They may let you talk to anyone they think needs home care now, even if it's just to educate them. You can offer to go talk to anybody in the building that needs a home care conversation. Don't turn it into a sell. It may turn into a sell for you. Don't go in there all salesy though. Let your social worker say, hey, you know, room 2B, they could really just use the home care talk. They just don't understand it. They don't know what it is. Can you just go give them a home care talk? Sure. And then I say, when are they discharging? Do you want me to talk about what happens after discharge? I mean, this is after you've had time with them and you're on the same page with the social worker. I've given lots of home care talks and probably half of them end up turning into something eventually. You may be the only home care company with a discharge package. That's the other thing. The people aren't doing this. I don't know why they're not doing this, but they're not doing this. They will like the flat rate and most will think it's affordable for 8 days of care. They're starting to now trust you. So this is great. Good stuff. All right. What is full circle marketing? Am I taking up all of our time? I better talk quick. Okay. Full circle marketing. When you get a referral from a social worker in a skilled nursing facility, you want to go in and check in with a social worker on your way to the room. If they're getting PT and OT, speech therapy, go talk to them too about the patient before you leave the building. Talk to the director of nursing, get their input, get input from everybody in the building that this patient is seeing. This shows you who you are, what you do, and how you set up their care for success. Put it all in the care plan, everything that you've learned, and then report back to the social worker. I talk to PTOT. I talk to speech. I talk to the director of nursing. It's all in the care plan. It's all going to be wonderful and great. They're going to love that you took care of this. And then it's great if you can be the go-between the social worker and the family. Go back to the social worker a couple of days later. Hey, is discharge still planned for Thursday? How's it looking? Be involved and be a part of that. And then when she says, yeah, it does look like it's Thursday, or maybe she said, it looks like it might be Wednesday. Do you want me to tell the family? I'm going to talk to her anyway. You want me to call the daughter? You want me to call Mary and tell her mom might be discharging Wednesday instead of Thursday? They may say no, because it's technically their job, but the ones that are busy and they trust you, they're going to go, yeah, call her. Thanks for taking care of that. And then let the family know what you found out. As long as it's not inside information the social worker just shared with you. I mean, don't share things that the social worker wouldn't want you to share. But if you can learn and figure out a way to be the go-between between the family and the social worker, it's much appreciated. Don't push yourself in there. But if they welcome it, go for it. Okay. Benefits of full circle marketing. It moves you from resource to partner. You're no longer a home care resource. You are their partner. You are their senior care partner. It increases your trust with the social worker and the client and the family members. It proves your expertise and willingness to go the extra mile. Flattens your learning curve really fast. You're going to learn really quickly how all this works. It increases your referrals. You become the company of choice. You infiltrate the facility. This is how everybody finds out who you are and what you do. It demonstrates your ability to follow through and your dedication, and it shows you're easy to work with, and it shows that their job is easier when they get you involved. That's the biggest piece of it. You save them time. Always, always give them a thank you. Do not track them down to give them a thank you. If they give you a referral and they're not like right there and have time for the thank you, don't track them down. If you're going to track them down every time they give you a referral, they're going to quit referring. So handwritten card is perfect. Sometimes, not every time, include a coffee or a cupcake or brownies or something with the thank you card. You can bring the thank you card with whatever your leave behind is that week. Lisa's going to show you some great leave behinds. You could put the thank you card right in there with it. That's totally fine. Don't bring a goodie every single time. And in the thank you card, you can write, thank you for trusting me to provide the care your patients, if it's assisted living residents, need upon discharge. And it wouldn't say discharge if it was assisted living either. Come up with something else to say there. I will let you know how Mr. Jones is doing soon. Your senior care partner, Dawn. All right, follow up. Always, always follow up unless they've told you they don't need a follow up. Even if they referred someone who didn't sign, they're going to want to hear. I talked to Mr. Jones. You know, they're thinking about it. I don't know if they'll sign or not. Thank you for the, you know, thank you for the referral anyway. So, and always thank them, even if it didn't turn into a client. The fact that they referred you is putting their neck out there. Thank them either way, whether they're a client, they turn a client or not. Follow-ups, do not track them down to give them a follow-up. You should follow up as soon as possible. Don't wait 2 weeks and then say, oh, by the way, they want to hear how it went usually the first day. A handwritten note is fine unless they prefer an email because they want to put it in the electronic file for the patient. Some will not want to follow up. If they tell you they don't want one, respect that. They're just too busy. They need to be looking forward and not back. They've got another 10 patients to take care of and they don't care. It's not they don't care. They just don't have time to think about Mr. Jones who discharged 3 days ago. They're on to the next. Okay. All right. You're up, Lisa. You've got time. Oh.
I was going to say too, that, you know, a lot of social workers, I was definitely on texting terms with. And so It would just be, you know, we would know what each other were doing, you know, hey, I have this person who needs X, Y, Z. And I'd be like, all right, give me the info and I'll give them a holler. And then I would let them know right away. You know, I called them, I spoke with them, assessment is set up. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, texting basis is really the best, but that takes a while. It takes a while to get to
it
that.
Does, place, it
but
does.
It's wonderful.
It really is. It really is. Okay. So February leave behinds, healthy heart tips. So February is American Heart Month. I think that's also why we have red on today. But, I think that we want people to know that we know what's up, right? So every time we go out and visit people, you know, weekly or close to that, we want them to know our caregivers can help your patients stay heart healthy at home by helping with, and then we have all these things that are going to resonate for sure: relieving stress, prepping healthy meals, get physical exercise or activity, you know, maintaining a healthy weight, and all of these things that we can kind of help facilitate. So I think that this is important when we go out to show them these type of things, and it's related to the month, but you know, all of these things, they're important all the time. All right. And then of course, on all of these, just to preface it with all of these, you can go in and edit, you know, the logo. We just put those in there so you can see they can go anywhere. You can edit the logo. Of course, don't want everyone calling Valerie at 333.
I don't even know if that phone number exists. It's just there.
And you can go in and change a lot of this. It's just to give you ideas, more ideas. But caregiving is a work of heart. It very much so is. And I think that speaks to the people that you're going out to talk to, whether it's the social worker, discharge planner, activities, whoever you're talking to. I think that they feel that definitely. Don't stress. We are all heart because we are. And we want people to know that. And you can add any type of note into this. It's just really, again, you're seeing these people a lot, or you should be. And, you know, different message for every day of the week, you know? So I think that they definitely should know that. And I like it because it looks kind of like a squish ball.
It does. I love it.
February leave behind for celebrate Black history. I wanted to tie in healthy heart contributions in Black history. So I think that there are two well-known, or, you know, one with the pacemakers and another performed open heart surgery successfully for like the very first time ever. And so I thought these were great contributions to hand out as well. And then for all the February leave behinds, I feel like hearts are like where it's at. So there's some keychains and the little squishy stress balls, which I just love, and are good too if you have like carpal tunnel and you need to just get your hands moving like me. And all of the links are here. I mean, we did some of the research for you, but of course you can find them maybe less expensive elsewhere, or, you know, whatever it takes.
And for those of you are new, you just look like do a little hole punch in the corner of these,
right?
Put a string and like tie it to the bag. And these bags are on Amazon too. They're just little white bags. So that's what we would do with these. So just for those of you who are new. Yep.
Right. And also, yeah, thank you. I feel like I haven't done a mastermind again in a while.
I know.
I feel so far removed sometimes. I don't know what it is. We had a bit long break, I think. But another thing too, I mean, you have things already in your office and you can make a basket of something like a little gift to put on their desk and be really creative with this. And we love to see photos of what you guys actually created with these ideas, because these are just ideas and you can take them to a whole nother level. So another one, National Social Worker Month. So we got the idea. I thought it would be nice to be able to like personalize with the name here. So on the right hand, you see that there's space there to be able to add a name. I think
we have a little text box for you in there in Google that you can put.
Right.
Yes.
And you can change that out. So it doesn't have to be Sandy. You know, it can be someone else that you work with often, but I think that that's a good call out to you know the person's name, and that means something. All right, and a couple of little things to put in with that. I saw these little baggies. I just love these little baggies. I think they're so cute. And then there's different colors here. I put a black one, a gold one, a pink one, a silver one, but they're all little appreciation gifts. It's this little keychain. I feel like keychains and pens and, you know, lip balms and little things like that are definitely needed. They're always needed. So there it is. I like this one because no one wants to get pinched. So we need pinch protection at at St. Patty's. You know, it's one of those holidays that everybody loves and they want to definitely have a visit and they want to see what you're bringing them. I feel like people look forward to some of these for sure. And so if you're in a pinch, you know, here we are to help you out, attach your pinch protection, attach your pinch protection to a little, you know, green necklace, bring in a little box of, you know, rainbow chocolates. And I was just, you know, any of these little things, little ideas are super cute. People love to, you know, get gifts like this. Spring into action for all your home care needs. So I just thought that little guy was cute and I had to use him in something.
So cute. So
just letting people know that you do provide hourly and around the clock care. It could be a totally different message because you can edit that, but you know, you could use this for a lot of stuff. And then we had wanted to tie in, you know, Easter and spring again with a bunny and eggs, because I think that that's something that people definitely do. And then, you know, pay attention to the language when you go into you know, different communities or facilities. You know, if they're doing an Easter egg hunt or Easter egg decorating, then go ahead and use the Happy Easter. And if they're not, maybe hopping into spring is more their style. You know, just to keep in mind that, you know, not everybody celebrates Easter, but they do celebrate spring. And then these little leave behinds. I love the little boxes. You know, candies, any type of candies or something in the little spring grass or the little fake grass, but you can do so many things, with this. You know, I saw these little mini baskets. They were so cute. All of this is really cute. Take it out and just attach any of these things to it. And you could even slap a sticker on there, you know, with your logo, something like that.
That's a good idea too. Yeah.
Yeah. World Parkinson's Day, another one. I think that it's important that they know, you know, whether we're going into a SNF or wherever, that home care makes a significant difference in managing the symptoms and improving quality of life for those living with Parkinson's. And if you guys go to the, like, the Parkinson's.org website, there's like this it's like a new campaign, and every 6 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Parkinson's in America or something like that. I was going to include all that, but I decided just to keep it simple. But I think they should know that.
I like this one. It's pretty.
Thank you. I think that knowing that home care can make a difference. I mean, because a lot of it has to do with the mobility, right? Your use of your hands, your legs, your everything. So having someone there to help, you know, guide you through your home. I mean, that's excellent. That improves your quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Occupational Therapy Month. You know, I guess the theme this year is advancing health, well-being, and quality of life. So, you know, just a nice thank you to them for what they do, getting people back into the groove, no matter what, you know, what was keeping them from being able to, you know, live independently. Our OTs are helping them to be independent at home with assistance sometimes. And then we want to vitamin C you stay healthy because we do.
Love that.
It's vitamin C month or day on April 4th. I didn't even know there was such a thing. So I thought I would include that just because, again, we're getting out there all the time. And you could tie this in with, again, wrap a little ribbon around a water bottle, slap your logo on it, or, you know, have this kind of hanging from there with the little vitamin C singles, you know, add flavor
to the emergencies or something.
Yeah, the emergencies, exactly.
They really
Take some. I used to go out and buy the Halos or the Cuties, just a bag, just how it was, slap my logo on it and take it. This was back in the day when you could walk into a hospital like nothing and just leave it at the nurse's station. I would literally tell them, I want a vitamin C, you stay healthy. That's always been my spiel.
Love it.
And this, I just thought that this is a little more pricey, but I thought, you know, the OT folks are just running around all over the place, and to give them something, just a little step up maybe, because these would be really good people to have on your team for as referral sources too. And, you know, it's a little lunch bag, and you could do this with anyone really. I think that this is a reusable insulated lunch bag, and pretty much all of us are on the go like that. So I think this would just tie in for any of our handouts, you know. And then just these cute little motivational silicone kind of keychains. I just thought these really spoke to what OT does kind of in a way. And so I really liked those.
I love all of this. For any of those of you who are new maybe in this industry, you're going to find OTs, occupational therapists, in SNFs. You're also going to find them in home health. They do run. They run the gamut. They're out there in home health. So any home health companies around, you can go in and, you know, how many OTs do you have? I'd love to meet them. I have something for them. So that's where you're going to find the OTs if you're new, kind of new in this industry. This is great, Lisa. I love it all.
Yeah, thank you. And then here's the little, you know, what I was speaking about earlier with the vitamin C or anytime really. I mean, taking water and telling someone, hey, hydrate. And we did one of these a while back. I think it was like in the summer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I forget to drink water, especially when I was in home care. I was running around like crazy because if I drank water, then I had to.
And you had to stop to go to the bathroom.
And there's nowhere to stop. Especially
wants to do that? Where are you going to do that? I had my potty stops, I used to call them. Different facilities. Yeah, well,
during COVID, like.
They wouldn't let you. I know. It was the worst. Yep.
Okay. And then I think I just had an idea when Dawn, I was reading through Mastermind, you know, infiltrate. So I just thought this is a good tip to maintain your presence when you're not, you know, you're not there. You can't be there 24/7, but your presence can, your logo can, your vibe can. So, you know, I love these, and this is a bigger spend, of course. So you want to talk to maybe like your promotional items person that you're doing your, you know, scrubs or whatever with. But I mean, mobility, for example, I'm in a SNF or an AL, and I'm going from my room to the common areas. And why not have something, you know, with me? I'm with my walker, I'm in my wheelchair, and these all have my logo. So now I'm like the preferred, you know, provider in this place, and people are seeing me. I mean, the adult children are seeing this, you know, all of that. So I think that's a really good way to get in. And then, you know, in the room communication, you know, little personal whiteboards, you can slap them on the refrigerator or, you know, wherever in the room. And, or you can even get ones that have calendars on them and just write your name and what time you're going to be there that day, little things like that. And then I just kind of like slap like little stickers on everything, on the markers, on the erasers, you know, anywhere you can. Even on little magnets, you can get plain magnets and slap your sticker on it, you know, print it out and slap it on, and everything's yours. It's now personalized.
I love this. I didn't know you did this. I love it. Thank you for doing this, Lisa. This is great.
Yeah. It was like the last minute. I was like,
I've also, just to chime in on the walker bags and the wheelchair bags, I have seen what that looks like in independent living and assisted living. When people are walking around with their walker bags that have somebody's logo on them, and it is pretty outstanding. I've seen some pictures. That is amazing. So if you can give those away, or and then the magnet for the fridges and stuff like that. They even, I don't know, we have one of those silver refrigerators. You know what I mean? Like the metallic, what am I,
Nothing sticks to it. Yes.
On the sides, it's magnetic, but on the front, nothing will stick to it. But they do sell on Amazon the kind of calendar that will, it's like a blank calendar. So you just wipe it off and then you can rewrite your next month in there. And we use that all the time. It's right on the front of our, and when you take it off and restick it, it just works forever. I mean, it's a great sticky, it's not really sticky. I don't know how to explain it, but it does stick to the front of those kinds of refrigerators. Anyway, it works great. So yeah.
You could even do that in the hospital, leave one of your little dry erase, because they have the dry erase boards that tells you who's mm-hmm. who's on duty, who's on shift. Just leave your little marker with your logo in there and, you never know.
You never know. That's true. Right. Well, that's our last slide. Anybody have any questions? Okay. Are we end?
I don't see, I had one person ask where to go to find forms. Graphics and all that. So maybe I could share my screen real quick and just show everybody, because our screenshots might not have
been this nice.
So I'm going to just show you. Oh, hello.
You guys sitting in a
dress. I know. Hello, Valerie.
It's like a cafe or something.
I know.
So I'm going to share my screen. And bring this all in. Can you see that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I am logged into the forum. And if I go up here, right now I'm in discussion. So you can kind of see right up here at the top, I'm in discussion. If I go to learning and I click on the Continuum Sales Mastery Circle, this is where we keep all the stuff. So this one isn't in here yet, obviously, because we're still doing it. But if I were to go to this one from last week, you can see there's the video of the whole presentation and then a little description about what we talked about. And right here is that PDF. So this is from last week. And if I were to scroll down to one of the slides, let's see here. Let's see if they're all clickable. I believe they all are. Sorry, I'm making everybody's eyes go crazy. Look, heart health. Okay, so here's the Google Doc link. I click on that. Now, here's the deal, though. You can't just start modifying this. You need to say file, make a copy, and then take it over to your drive. And then you can fool around with it and screw it up. We don't want you to, it won't let you mess with this one because everybody needs to download a clean copy like this. And then, but you file, make a copy, and save it on your own hard drive. And then there you go. So anything that we have in the PowerPoints, I also, let me see, let's go back here. Let's go back a screen or two here. Let's go to discussion. Also in the, did I do this in meeting up? Oh, video replays. So here in video replays from January 19th, I also put the PDF right here. So click on learning to view the January 19th video, but here's the PDF. So I put the PDF in our discussion area, but the video is always going to be under learning. So I hope that helps.
Perfect. And Valerie, did you want to talk about the training at all? We're going to wait.
Yeah, a little commercial. Okay, so Dawn has graciously offered to do a 12-week intensive in-person sales training. So if anyone is interested in that, here's the, the caveats to that is that we're only allowing 6 folks to come into that training, and you can't be in the same marketing territory as our other people who are enrolled. So it's 6 people who are not in a competitive territory for 12 weeks. Every week you need to join her on a Zoom. There will be accountability. It's an amazing program for anyone who's either trying to train someone who's new to sales, or even if they're very experienced, but you just feel like you need, you want Dawn's version of how she took a home care agency to 3 million very quickly. This is how she did it. And she's going to teach that over 12 weeks. You have to show up. You have to be accountable. You get some materials in the mail before it starts, and you need to watch some videos before it starts so that everybody's on the same path. But it's great training. I mean, we've put together a stellar train, and it's a small group. So this is a group of people that you'll be able to talk to and network with, and it's private. And Dawn and Lisa will be your mentors for this program. So I would encourage you to sign up. It's our 90-day sales mastery program. If you don't know what that is, or you haven't received all the emails I've been sending out, then then reach out to us through support, and we'll get you hooked up with it.
Well, and so that's my look. A big piece of this, because I've trained lots of salespeople in my time, and teaching them, like we just did the talking points. That's a big piece of it. But then you're going to go do it. And then what? Right. And so this 12 weeks, you're going to be assigned. Okay. Everyone's going to go to 5 sniffs this week. And this is what you're going to do when you're there. And then you're going to come back and we're going to report it. We're going to talk about it. Where did you get stuck? What did they say to you? How do we overcome that objection? It's going to be 6 people coming back. And so when those 6 people come back, we're going to have all kinds of different things that have gone on and what happened. And so it's like a mentoring too, and accountability. So that's the piece of it, I think, that is different than maybe some other training programs that are out there. Because that was the biggest part. My salespeople would go out and do it, and then they would call me or come back to the office. And this is what happened. Now what? Do I just never go back? Right? I just don't go back to that one. No, you're going to go back, and you're going to go back and stand tall. And this is what you're going to say. So it's more about that. And Valerie, they're asking costs and all kinds of things. We can just talk about
okay.
That. Yeah.
So I'm going to put the link to our website in the chat. And I would, this is by application only. So it's not very long, but there's this little application you need to fill out here, just so we know that, you know, who you are, and you know, and Dawn can have an intelligent conversation with you about the whole thing. So she will talk to you. We also need to make sure you're not already in the wheelhouse of someone who's already registered. So it starts the week of March 6th. So we are coming up to deadline. The deadline to enroll is February 19th, because you're going to need that 2 weeks to you know, watch some of the videos to get everybody. I'm trying to find us. Where are we? I can't find our heads. I can't find
the chat. I know. I'm having trouble too. Lisa, I think it's because we're in this.
Priscilla
is asking why there's only 6. So there's only 6, so it can be small enough that everybody can bring back the what happened, and we have time to go through it, and everybody gets that one-on-one kind of mentoring, and we can role play and all of that. That's why it's 6. We probably will do more than just one class eventually. You know, this is the first one, but there's been a lot of interest, so we probably will do more than one. Were you able to find it, Valerie?
I am putting a chat in here, everyone in the meeting. Here's the link to the Sales Mastery training. There you go. If you're interested, fill out the little form. And if you're not already in somebody else's area, then Dawn will talk to you about it and make sure you're, you know, have all the details before you sign up. Okay.
Great.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Yep. In 2 weeks. Bye.